me 11.1 joules, but I also have to slow it back down, so to do that is the same calculation, which gives me another 11.1 joules. Then I have to set the weight back down. Now let's make it easy and assume that all the potential energy to set it down is transferred into my leg muscles, so I just take another 5.6 joules to set it back down. This gives me 33.4 joules of energy for one step. Now let's look at the energy curve of walking. Let's say that I was walking at optimal speed without the moonwalkers. I'd be spending 3.3 joules per meter per kilogram. So if we change this graph for my body weight, we can see that at optimal speed, I would spend about 237.6 joules of energy per meter of walking at 75 meters per minute. But if I put on the moonwalkers, then I need to add the 33.4 joules of energy. So my cost of transport is now 271 joules of energy per meter, but I doubled my speed to go 150 meters per minute. That puts me right here on the graph. And you can see that on this graph that if I were to walk at 150 meters per